Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week is the bonus time episode for the week of June 13th. Now, it's been 2 weeks since I've released an episode regarding these. Actually, almost 3 weeks, because laptop was dead. Didn't have anything else to record on. Now I got a new one. So I thought about skipping over all the content I had prior to that, but I had some really good and big things coming, so I decided to make a XXL episode. So if you're new to the podcast, bonus time segments are regarding I scour the internet and find all pertinent, or what I deem to be pertinent, entertainment news in regards to movies and series, what's coming out, who's being casted in them, how things are performing at the box office, and other things, so you don't have to look for it in one little tiny compact podcast. So with these, I always start off with a tip of the week. My tip of the week is about setting goals and looking at them often. I bring this up because I almost dread doing this, because once I write it down, once I type it up, I have a tendency to make it real. And sometimes when you make those things real, it can be overwhelming. Now, that's not a bad thing. Like right now, I have 217 things written down in regards to the podcast, that things that I want to work on, things I want to accomplish, things that I can do to improve the podcast. One in particular about getting with movie theaters, but I cannot get any of them to respond to me. But it's set those goals, review them often, adjust them as needed, move them around, see what you can accomplish. I look at mine every day. I'm like, oh, I'm in the mood to do this. I'm like, oh, nope, there's no way I'm going to do this one. Let's try this one. Like, I created a website for the podcast now. You can see that in all of the link trees attached to the socials. And I've been trying forever to get the podcast to be linked into the website. I've been trying it for months, and I finally figured it out. And I'm really proud that I was able to do that. I am not a techie person. I try. I feel like I'm enough to be dangerous. But sometimes the little smallest things trip me up. So I'm not in website development, but I'm having fun creating that website and seeing what I can do with it, and hopefully provide a better product for you guys in the long run. So, tip of the week, set goals, look at them often, and try to accomplish them. Upcoming releases, Jurassic Park just dropped last week. First Blood also dropped on June 10th on Netflix. Lightyear drops this week, and it's going to be massive. And something that I'm going to put on your radar right now, July 29th, BJ Novak, the temp from The Office, his director debut is Vengeance, and it looks pretty good. It's only going to be coming to theaters. I don't know a whole lot about it. I remember seeing the trailer about a week and a half ago, and I was like, wow, I got to put this on my radar. But none of that is why you're here. You're here for the entertainment news, and it's the XXL edition. So almost 2.5 weeks worth of material. So Top Gun Maverick cruises to a opening weekend of $156 million holiday weekend for Memorial Day. It was the biggest ever. It's huge news, and it's great news for the box office. Since that time came out, it actually passed Doctor Strange for the domestic box office as being the biggest draw of the year so far. I don't know if you guys saw this. This like blew up for 1 week, and it just kind of completely disappeared after that. It's called Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. It's an indie film that's photos from it, and people just all lost their mind. I'm actually going to try to reach out to the people that are producing it and see if I can't get them on the podcast. As we talked about with goals earlier, I've actually reached out to no less than 25 people in the entertainment, in TV and movie series, and I've had zero luck getting somebody on the podcast. But sometimes you just have to show some perseverance and get through it. And I will. I'm going to break through at some point. There's been some studio frustration with J.J. Abrams, given that he was given a massive contract and didn't seem to be doing anything with it. Just hours later, it was announced that J.J. was working on a Speed Racer reboot. I can only imagine the studio is like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not what we meant. No, stop that. Why are we rebooting Speed Racer for like the 15th time? Does anybody really want to see that? Any Speed Racer fans out there? Connect to me on socials and let me know. I would love to hear it. I am not, and I think it's kind of a dead franchise. Rumor has it that Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson, you know him as Quicksilver, her brother in the movies, are coming back for a solo Scarlet Witch movie. Hopefully that's going to come out in 2024. I don't know if this is confirmed. There's a lot of rumor stuff just going on, and nothing really confirmed yet. That'll be an interesting one. There has been long rumored that she could carry a solo movie, and of course she can. I don't know why people are saying that she can't. But as Scarlet Witch, she basically had her own movie out with Multitude of Madness from Doctor Strange. Ray Liotta died a couple weeks back. He was only 67 years old. That was a heartbreaker. You guys should know him from Copland, Identity. What else? Goodfellas, of course. Probably one of my top movies of all time. And Field of Dreams. Star Wars Celebration was about a week and a half ago. Andor had some information come out. It's going to be 12 episodes long. And apparently they've already shot the other 12. And so season 2 is already ready to go. So that must mean that season 1 is tracking well. It was also announced that John Watts, the director of Spider-Man, is doing one called Skeleton Crew. It's about a group of 10-year-olds, but it's not supposed to be a kids' movie. Tales of the Jedi is bringing back Liam Neeson to voice Qui-Gon Jinn, which is weird because not too long ago he said he's too good to do the small screen things, endeavors. He only wants to do big screens in movies, but that's kind of weird. I don't like it when people say that. And I like Liam Neeson. And I just don't like when people say those things like they're too good to do one thing. Like with Obi-Wan coming back out, I thought that was good of Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen to come back and do something like that, and it's been going really well. For him to say that he's not interested in doing something, and then yet he puts out these crap movies like Ice Road Truckers or whatever it was, Ice Trucking or whatever that nonsense was. Last week, from Star Wars Celebration as well, I said a couple weeks back that I thought it was unlikely for The Mandalorian Season 3 to drop in 2022, and that turned out to be correct. It is going to drop in February 2023. It followed either shortly thereafter by Ahsoka, will also be coming out in 2023. The next Star Wars movie will be Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie, and it's not going to be set in any type of franchise that we have going on right now, or connected to the existing Star Wars. He's been very adamant that he's going to create his own little thing. It's going to be an offshoot. It's going to be Star Wars, but a whole different world, basically. And I think I'm here for it. Like, let's just do it. Not everything has to be connected to the main story. You can have some freedoms there. There's a whole galaxy. It doesn't have to be the same story over and over again. I feel like this kind of went by the wayside. Not enough people talked about it, but Jodie Foster is going to be playing the lead, or one of them, in the next season of True Detective. I love the first couple seasons. I can't wait to see what they do with this. I don't know who she's paired with yet, but somebody might have said John Hamm, but I feel like he was in Fargo and not the next season of True Detective. The Willow trailer dropped a week and a half ago, and I have to admit I am not a Willow fan, but I will give it a chance and we'll just see what happens with it. It's supposed to come out November 30th on Disney+. The surprising news of everything was that Indiana Jones 5 was announced, and it should be dropping next year. I'm really iffy on this. Harrison Ford is not a young man. I don't want to see him out there barely able to move in an Indiana Jones movie. That this feels off and wrong to me. We got the first live-action trailer of the Pinocchio with Tom Hanks. People immediately took issue with the fairy godmother being black. I don't understand what to say anymore about that. Bigots are going to bigot. Like, it's a trailer. Like, why does the fairy godmother have to be white? Like, what are we doing here? This is insane to me. In other disappointing news, Neve Campbell is exiting the Scream franchise after being lowballed money. And I think this is truly a shame. Like, how do you lowball Neve Campbell of all? She basically built the franchise on her acting skills. It's Neve Campbell. You just pay her what she needs to be paid. And I understand that you have to make a budget and you have to make things fit and make things work, but it's a massive disappointment to me. Scream is probably one of my favorite horror franchise. The Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is going to drop to Disney+ on June 22nd. Obi-Wan Kenobi has been supposedly greenlit for a season 2. I found zero confirmation of this. I'll be on the lookout and I'll announce it as soon as I can see it. I wouldn't necessarily be surprised. This first one's been really good. It's had a couple of really bummer parts, and I already have a review written up, and I'll do that shortly after episode 6 comes out next week. They have enough information to do another one, but there has not been confirmed. I expect it to be confirmed shortly after episode 6 comes out, if it's even going to happen. The last trailer for Nope, the movie Nope, was released last week. And it looks absolutely insane, like aliens everywhere. I don't really know what's going on, but that'll be fun. Jordan Peele doesn't really ever miss. It was announced that Deadpool is going to keep its R rating, and that's a good thing because nobody really wants to see a PG-13 version of Deadpool. At least I don't. I don't know why, but it slipped my mind that this August is going to be a very good month for series. We have Andor, we have She-Hulk, I Am Groot, and House of Dragon is all dropping the same month. It's going to be a blast. Netflix Geeked Week was June 6th through the 10th, and it was largely overlooked by people. Netflix marketing team needs to get ahead of this. This is an embarrassment. This should be the showcase for Netflix's projects that are coming out, and people should be excited about it. There was a couple announcements, but it just fell flat. Like, I don't understand it. Netflix should be promoting the hell out of The Gray Man, The Sandman that's coming out. Spiderhead's dropping with Chris Hemsworth and Miles Teller and the director of Top Gun Maverick, and nobody cares. This is only a couple days away. Why are we not doing this? This is a mistake. Netflix needs to get its act together. It's falling way behind. It's falling from the top, and it's falling in free fall right now. Speaking of Netflix, The Sandman got a release date of August 5th, and it seems to be tracking one of the highest anticipated shows of the year. I have big hesitations about it, but we shall see. I don't know why it's being anticipated as much. They haven't really showed much. I don't know what the big buildup is if it's not going to really do much. Maybe people are seeing things that I'm not seeing. Feel free to tag me in on the socials, Twitter in particular. All of Us Are Dead got a season 2, and I'm not really sure why, but I guess we'll see. I liked it. If you haven't seen the first season, it is a Korean zombie movie. I'm a big zombie guy. I don't know how or why it's going to get a season 2 or where they're going to move from that, but I guess we'll see from there. I'm hearing that Amazon Prime Video's Ring of Power, The Lord of the Rings Ring of Power, has 5 fully planned seasons already planned out. I personally love this news. Unlike Game of Thrones, who had to wait for each season to be written, then try to shoot it after that, they already have a loose guideline of what they want to be moving forward. It's nice to see that it's already there, it's already planned out. Hopefully they gave a little bit of wiggle room so they can move the plot around if they need to a little bit. What We Do in the Shadows has been picked up for seasons 5 and 6 already. I'm still working through the early episodes, but I will do a review on that shortly. Oh, here's Jon Hamm. Jon Hamm, Juno Temple, and Jennifer Jason Leigh have been casted in the season 5 of Fargo. I really love this series. It's on FX. The Chris Rock one was good, really, too. And he plays kind of a different role than what he normally does. So that'll be coming out here shortly. Predator Prey got a longer trailer this week, and it is as I feared. It appears that Predator is preying on early civilizations. I'm not really sure what to think about this, but I'll give it a shot. It just seems like a massive overkill. And like, how fun would that be if they just dominates an early civilization? Marvel Studios apparently hopes to start shooting the Nova series in 2023, early in 2023. I cannot confirm this. I've looked at a couple different places with absolutely no luck. But if I hear about something, I will also tag that in the newest episodes. DC's Black Adam really did get a new trailer this week, and I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know much about the character overall, but I'm excited to see what happens. Thor Love and Thunder's social media embargo will be dropping, I believe, it should be 3 weeks early before the movie comes out. I believe that if this holds true, that's fantastic news for the movie, meaning that their early reviews are extremely positive. Normally, if the movies are not projected to be reviewed that well, they leave the embargo in place all the way up until Jurassic Park Dominion. This is opposite of what's actually happening. Kind of out of nowhere, a Thunderbolts movie from Marvel's apparently been announced. I'm not surprised to see it. It's long been rumored. I am surprised that we can't find a confirmation of this and why it was randomly announced. It didn't come from Disney Plus Day or the investor meetings, that it comes out randomly on a Tuesday, which seems really weird to me. Either somebody leaked it or it's not true. In zero surprise news to anybody, The Boys was announced The Boys were picked up for a season 4 already. I'm surprised they haven't picked up 5 as well, but it's a great series. It's a really raunchy series. I will be doing a review on that as soon as this season wraps up. To recap the week, I did put out 2 episodes, one for Top Gun Maverick and I'm not nearly as high as everybody else is on that series, but that's fine. And I did one for Sonic 2, and that was my bummer episode of the week. It just didn't do it for me. What am I currently watching and reviews that are upcoming? I finished Flight Attendant Season 2. I thought it was great. The way it was shot and the acting from Kaylee Cuoco in particular was extremely well done. It felt complete, and I don't know if there's going to be another season. I kind of hope that there's not, because it feels like they told her whole story in those two seasons. I did finish Hacks Season 2. The review is coming up here shortly, probably next week. The cast of Under the Banner of Heaven with Andrew Garfield, James Worthington, and Gal Birmingham continues to blow me away. As soon as I can get through that series, the review will be coming shortly. Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 1. It was incredible. I have a review coming out of that next week. Or actually, it might even be this week. And they definitely lead into the horror more than they have seasons past. But that's actually part of the issues I'm taking with that show. I'm also in the process of finishing The Hustle. That's the Adam Sandler movie on Netflix. As I said earlier, The Boys and Obi-Wan are coming up shortly. As always, thanks for listening. Please refer a friend or an enemy. It's the only way for the podcast to grow and evolve is through you, and I'm appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you. Till next week.